Escape to the Little Chateau. Written by Marie Laval. Read by Charlotte Strevens. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Chapter 1. Amy turned the radio off and drove through the Bastille's rusty gates and into the cobblestoned courtyard. The car hiccuped to a halt. Files and books that were piled up high on the passenger seat crashed to the floor, but she hardly noticed. Bellefontaine at last. Forgotten was the long drive from Manchester and her aching neck and back. She was home. She flung the door open, sprung out of the car, and stood in front of the old house as church bells chimed the Angelus in a nearby village and echoed in the quiet evening. With its stone walls glowing like pure gold in the winter sunset, its freshly painted lavender shutters, and the windows reflecting the red ball of sun setting behind dark hills on the other side of the valley, Bellefontaine was even more beautiful than she remembered. Was it only 6 weeks since she'd last been there? She took a long, deep breath and smiled. The invigorating scent of pine from the nearby forest mixed with rich fragrances of earth, grasses and wild herbs. It may be late February, but here in Provence there was already a hint of spring. A soft, cool breeze lifted strands of hair around her face. She pushed back the blonde tips that tickled her face, opened the car boot, and shook her head in dismay. Where to start? Like the passenger seats, the boot was packed with bags, suitcases and boxes. It was a wonder she'd managed to fit in so much, and an even greater wonder her old Clio hadn't broken down on the way. She pulled out the crate closest to her. Filled with crockery and with a bottle of champagne wedged on top, it was so heavy all she could do was toddle across the courtyard, stopping every few feet to catch her breath. She had almost reached the front door, when a reddish-brown dog appeared from nowhere and charged towards her, barking furiously. She only just managed to keep hold of the box. "Where did you come from? Go home and leave me alone." The dog ignored her and ran in circles around her. Of course, it was a French dog. She repeated her instructions in French, with no more success. A loud whistle cut through the barking. The dog stopped dead in its tracks, drew its ears back and ran away with a yelp. Amy started towards the front door again, but her foot caught a loose cobble. This time she could do nothing to stop the box slipping from her grasp and crack.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?